page 5 of the Vanguard. 2023, Buhari deceiving Jonathan. Others, Adebanjo.
Thank you very much. Like I was telling you when we were off air, that I had fun listening to you this morning with the listeners, arguing for or against the return of Jonathan. Somehow, Sheriff, I don't believe that President Jonathan intends to run, you know, in this election that we are in.
Yeah.
And that even if he does so, I'd be amazed if he does it under the APC. A part. The B part is, I'll be completely surprised if the APC is ready to field the same man you condemned so much, okay, so much 8 years ago. If you had, what is it that you are going to tell us? You see, this is what I think happens in political circles. If it is conceived that you have a lot of money to spend, especially in these hard times, politicians tend to gravitate, you know, towards you. And if you are malleable, they sell you a dummy. You pick it up and they drain you all the way down. You can see one or two evident cases where it is apparent that these persons are not going anywhere, but you can see politicians saying he's the only one who can do it, and so on and so forth, and they drain them at the last minute they are ditched. The president, the way I look at him, and by normal thinking, will have a favored candidate. You can't take that away from him. If I were in this place, I would have. If you were in this place, you would have. And I don't think that favored candidate, of course, would be Jonathan. So how Jonathan himself would be convinced that those who are propping him mean well, he might just, if he falls for it, if Jonathan falls for it, he will get surprised at the convention. By that time, the money that they think that he has, don't forget that Nigerians have a sense of entitlement. They can always calculate how much you have. You leave your place in Ibadan. Let me go and meet Jimmy. This is Lagos. Maybe he knows this one, he knows that one. At least, Marile Igbalo, where? That kind of a thing. They would have drained him down. The second thing also is this has diverted Jonathan's attention from being useful to the PDP. Remember, this rabbit has been thrown at him for quite a while. Otherwise, it's possible that he would have been a strong factor in the PDP. Maybe not necessarily to come back, but Jonathan has gained sympathy over time. I hope it is not another Fani Kayode tactics that we are looking at, because Fani Kayode now is out in the cold. After dragging him into the APC, he's now running around trying to be spokesperson for a candidate that we are almost sure might not, you know, get the ticket. So I don't know the game that is going on. But it is also a reflection of our level of thinking. It is not deep enough. I mean, Jonathan escaped so many things by what I would call a hair's breadth. And I would have thought that for somebody who really didn't aspire to anything, apparently, you know, if you hear the story of how he became deputy governor and he moved on and on and on, became president, he should be having more than happy to retire to the academic world from where he came. You know, and you've been lucky. You run the country actually for about 6 years. Am I right? For about 6 years.
That's right. Six years. Yeah.
6 years he ran the country. It doesn't get better than that. And of course, so I think that I'm just hoping that somebody is just playing games here, and in reality, but his own response to some so-called people who came to prompt him. We know all these games. I don't know why we keep repeating this game of some people came to prompt me. Nobody gets up from his house to come and prompt you unless there's something. But let's leave that aside. Don't let's argue on that. He said that you will soon know what I am. And I'm saying to myself, I wish he had just made a categorical statement to say, what more does Nigeria want from me? Jonathan has been one of the luckiest Nigerians born ever in public life. He's been the luckiest. The luckiest, became deputy governor by default, became governor by default, became vice president. In the convention that produced Yar Adua, if the governors hadn't insisted that one of them should be president, he wouldn't have gotten to him. And he wasn't the first choice. The first choice we hear was our good friend Duke, who it was said, I don't know, that so the person who was told to go and offer him didn't offer him. He just switched him as a suggestion, and he said, no, I don't think I can work with this gentleman. And then Jonathan came into the picture. Mm. You can see God's work in the making. In life, you must always know when your expiry date has come. That is what I've also said repeatedly, even though people misread it, about even one or two contenders in the race today. There is always an expiry date. There is always a point that you must get to that you put your hands up. If you don't put your hands up yourself, God will put them up for you. My advice to Jonathan is don't let these people push you. Don't let anybody push you. You've spent your 6 years. You've had the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm. You're still young enough to give a lot back to Nigeria. You're respected all over the world. But remember that respect that you have is for one singular act. And it is very significant. And that's that you handed over, you know, at a time when you could have put up resistance to save your country. It is best to let sleeping dogs lie.
Mm. You said something that you shouldn't let people push him. What if he desires it? What if he wants it?
That makes it worse. That makes it worse. But from the Jonathan that we saw who conceded victory very quickly was already tired. We could read his body language.
He's well rested now.
He's
well known now. He's well connected now.
Well, but remember that his brain box, his motivating person, has not said one word, and that's his wife.
Don't you think that's insulting to think that his wife is his brain box?
No, what I mean by brain box is his political brain box. It is, of course.
It's even worse when you put it that way.
It's not worse. No, it's not worse. Sheriff, honestly, I don't mean it. I don't. You're up to some. Don't get me into trouble. I don't mean it in a derogatory way. Everybody has his own brain box. I have mine. You probably have yours. His brain box, because his real motivator is his wife, and she hasn't said anything. So I didn't mean to insult him more. Why do you want to get?
I'm just asking. I'm just asking. I'm asking on behalf of.
No. When I meant
let's but honestly it's this particular story has got a lot of people talking. Afenifere is talking, MBF is talking, Pandev is talking, Ohaneze is talking, almost everybody is talking about it.
It's the season.
No, I mean about this particular one.
This Jonathan
story. Yes.
Yeah, because it's looking real by the day. It is looking real by the day. And I think that as far as I'm concerned, we've had enough of people on the fast in the past. Nigeria needs a new beginning to go forward. I mean, why must we behave like rats, you know, in a corner and you keep going back and forth? We can't go back. No, come on. We need a new beginning. I don't want to criticize Jonathan this morning. I think he deserves, you know, to be rested and so on and so forth. But we can't go back again. People have a very short memory. Anyway, 8 years is a long time, come to think of it. And in 8 years, we have a new set of adults from that time who might not understand the issues at that time.
Back then, yes.
Back then. Mm. But we must always be forward-thinking and thinking deep. We can't go through that era again. You see, I keep saying one thing, and this is not in deference to Jonathan. This is not in reference to Jonathan, just generally that. The least that I would expect, the very least that I would expect of my new president is somebody who stands up there in the world. You know, himself, his spouse, his family, they stand up there in the world and are a very good example of the Nigerian average family. Now, this is not condemning those in the past, but that is the least, that's the barest minimum of what I would expect. We've had mistakes in the past. We've had all kinds of drama. I don't think we need that. What we need is some calm, like Captain Blade would say, some soothing balm. Let's have just in your normal, you know, leader who stands up international, is well respected. When you do that, half of governance is done. You know, I think we've gone beyond that. We've gone beyond that. I don't want to be critical of Jonathan, but I'm sure you. I can't even ask you now. Yeah, it's such a.
Let's go to the Nation. There's this story on page 4 of the Nation newspaper. Alafin's body buried according to tradition, says Oyo High Chief.
The Ahmed Alafin wants. And a lot of things stuck, you know. I have memories of him. Just that one meeting I had with him for about 2.5 to 3 hours. This guy could almost produce Julius Shakespeare from Act 1, Scene 1 to the last act off his head.
What?
Yes. Ask anybody who had any close interaction with him. He was he recited Awolowo's speech to me in Parliament sometime in the 1950s. He was exceptionally brilliant.
Oh, wow. Laughing.
Yes.
Wow.
Exceptionally brilliant.
Wow.
Jovial. He did a few things that I didn't quite agree with later on in life, but we all do make mistakes, but I don't want to go into the politics of that. The other thing that struck me is now this controversy on whether his body should have been made public or not.
Mm.
You see, let me be honest with you. Until we get ourselves organized and give ourselves a thorough identity, we are not going to go anywhere. You see, we need to tell ourselves some home truths. Yoruba said that you should do things the way they should be done so that things will go the way they should go. If you don't want to have obas, let's not have. If you don't want to have traditional rulers, there's nothing in the constitution that says you must have a traditional ruler. After all, there's a race in Nigeria that never had traditional rulers until Oyinbos gave them one. Yes, I don't want to go into any controversy on that. If you check them, their history, they never had traditional rulers until through indirect rule the Oyinbos now give them. That's why they can juggle as much as possible. If we want to have traditional rulers, if we need to preserve our culture and our religion, we need to preserve it and not make it subordinate to another religion. It's equal. Like I always say, I'm a Christian, fair enough, but I respect traditional religions as long as they recognize the presence of God. You see, look at Alaafin, the Oni and the Alaafin are two sacred traditional rulers in Yoruba land. And I agree with those who criticize the fact that, you know, his body was made public. There must be a reason why it has been said the body shouldn't be made public. Let us make up our minds. In making up our minds, let us also, those who want to become Oba, we will tell them specifically, this is what you get. You can't eat your cake and have it. You are either a custodian of our cultural practices and our religion, or you are not. Until we do that, we will continue. And you can see, my people are in disarray at that level, traditional rulers level, in disarray.
But you know, sorry to bother you, but you know there are also some traditional rulers who are championing the cause of other practices apart from what they are.
It is hypocrisy. I mean, come on. It is hypocrisy. How can you be a traditional ruler and you say you are born again Christian? Come on. It's hypocrisy. It's part of us. We love living as hypocrites. We have a part of us that we show to the world, and we have a part that we... there is no way you can convince me. It's a contradiction in terms. Here you are the custodian of the traditional, or you're supposed to be the custodian, and now you are promoting another religion. It's hypocrisy. You're not deceiving anybody. But our people, the sad thing about, especially Yorubas, is they never stand up immediately. They will be talking in whispers, and they can't put their foot down on certain things collectively. It is sad, but it's part of our nature. I can boldly say that because I'm one of them.
Is it possible to separate tradition from religion?
You can't. They go hand in hand. By the time you take religion out of tradition, only 20% is left. All your traditional practices are predicated on the religion. When things as simple as when we were small, they told you don't draw a line in the sand. If a fly goes on it, something will happen. It's beliefs.
Yeah.
Beliefs. And we are being hypocritical about it. One of the things that hurts me is that I didn't have the opportunity to study our traditional religion early enough in life. And then my Yoruba is not too good.
I would like for you to bring back that gentleman you brought back the other day.
Who was this now?
Who specializes in tradition, the study of tradition, especially Yoruba, I think so.
Could that be Dubi?
I think it's Dubi, yes. I think
Dubi?
It's Dubi.
Dubi is in the UK. I can always get him by Skype. In fact, for what you said, yes. I will now try and see if I can get him for Saturday.
I think it's very
necessary. Yes, I would love... You see, part of the renaissance we need to go through in this country is also the traditional renaissance. If we had stuck to our traditional religion, we'd be better people. You can't touch public funds. When he said that, don't touch, don't, once they tell you, don't do this.
You don't dare.
Look at, just this morning, somebody sent a video of a pastor who they said was slamming all the women in his church. You can't do that in traditional religion.
Takiti straight.
You know, one of the reasons why we find the other religions convenient is because of forgiveness. That's the only attraction.
Forgiveness.
That's the only attraction. Because traditional religion will tell you, don't do it. Oh, you will always be warned. If you do it, these are the circumstances. Wouldn't that have made a better society? You tell our people to start swearing by Shango and by Oya when they take up public office. Everybody, my man, heard. But here you can always do what you want during the week. Go for confession on Saturday and take communion on Sunday. As simple as that.
Okay.
You know, traditional religion, I don't know if there's any allowance for forgiveness of sin. Because especially there's always a proviso. One thing I like about our traditional practices is that there's always a proviso that you will be told. You will be told that don't do this. And you will be told the consequence. And some of them, they'll tell you, cholera. So if you want to swallow poison, go ahead. And it makes for a more disciplined and better society.
Malcolm, to think of it, isn't the same traditional religion that's been twisted to make money rituals, kill people, cut body parts? I mean...
It's not any different in the churches. Do a thorough search of the churches. What do you find? Some of them. It's not any different. We have some persecutor churches where the church is built on the foundation of a cow that was buried alive. It's not any different. It is us as a people. So let nobody use that to rubbish. And in fact, that point that you made is something, I think you and I discussed it, but I want to investigate whether in reality you have what is called money rituals or some people are some people are just pushing some people into, maybe they're just being scammed. We need to actually find out. But we cannot throw away traditional.
I brought a herbalist on this show.
And what did he say?
He said it exists.
So
this. Why did you make your eye like?
I've been watching this. I've been looking at what you're wearing. So this shirt you're wearing now is beyond your income. How did you do it? Where got one like where?
It's not. It's my. There's nothing. It's my key. There's.
Well, look. If you look. First of all, you will admit that even though you could condemn that part of traditional whatever, but the practitioners in the other ones, both in Christian and Islam, a lot of their practitioners always fall back on the traditional. Yes, they have found, even in a famous church, not Pentecostal, in a famous Lagos church, way back many years ago, they found Oturumokwo in the church by the altar, Otijunkosi Lembe. Rita Meta in the church, found it in Lagos, people my age will nod their heads. How many of the bishops and archbishops are members who also go, you know, also are involved in traditional
this is not about the church alone.
The only reason why I don't take part in traditional worship, my Yoruba is not good, I don't want to go and say the wrong thing. When they say that you're supposed to say Utabas of Well, then I have to say it in English. otherwise, I am convinced beyond reason, that if we had been left alone to practice our religion, this our society, this, I'm not condemning other religions, by the way, no. But I believe that we would have a much better society than what we have now. Much better country.
Okay, all right. Still talking about that. Alaafin, contenders begin applications submissions after 8 days.
Well, yes. The reason why I separated the two stories is that we want to appeal to those in charge of this process to, for once, do me a favor in my lifetime. Let me see a thorough process that will produce the Alaafin or the Oba that our people, that our gods also dictate. Because what has happened is, to be honest with you, across the line, in many cases, the process has been compromised. We can't run away from that. It has been compromised. Seriously compromised. You probably might not even know how far, unless you, where even those who are not princes at all, who have not princes at all, they're not, they don't have any
business with the royal family.
They have ended up being obas. The whole system has been debased. And let me tell you something, Sherif, believe you me, I'm one of those who believe that, you see, if you don't do certain things right, the atmosphere will be polluted. Now, I'm talking directly from Yoruba to English, but I don't know how to translate it well. What I am saying is that one of the reasons why we are drifting as a people is because the fundamentals, the whether you like it or not, part of this world is spiritual. Part of this world, in this side of the world, things like the air, the sand and the ground and so on and so, all these things matter. And if you don't do these things in the way they should be done, you will continue to drift. You will even read, in some of the holy books, they will tell you that the time of King this to this time, there was turbulence, okay, but, and then the time of King this to this thing, there was peace in the land. The same thing happens. If the process by which you are supposed to produce the king in the land is compromised, you cannot have peace. And because it's been compromised, you see what is happening. Look around you, see what is happening. I was still a small boy when at least two obas, for example, had passed in an environment I'm used to. In recent times, you can't say that's the same place. I can't believe it's the same place that I've been visited times without number. Now, I'm playing a bit of games here, but yeah. I'm speaking in parables. Those who know, those who don't know, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But it looks trivial, and we always like to push it to the background. Our politicians have decimated our traditional whatever for personal interest.
Right.
But we are the ones who pay for it.
Indeed.
We are the ones who pay for it. Now we are having disco dancing obas. Obas wearing face caps and turning it backwards in public and so on and so forth. We can't continue like this. So I'm appealing to our elders in the land, even though they're not from Oyo, Afe Babalola, all these people, to quickly move in. General Akinri Ade, to quickly move in and tell the kingmakers that, look, let us salvage this one. And let us produce, because it's very simple. When it gets to one point, divination comes in. But I want Konifati Modola. I don't know that.
Let's go to the Punch, away from the nation. Page 5 of the Punch. Sexual acts. Chrisland, 10-year-old pupil, deletes social media videos, apologizes.
Yes, the girl in question has apologized. She's deleted her 2 Facebook accounts. Okay, so the figure of her followership had dropped from 24,000 to 12,400. But now she's deleted it and so on and so forth. Without going into the details, I think all's well that will end well, most likely. I think maybe some said, because A, it wasn't an act of rape from what we get. And then B, why must a sexual act between a male, this is just to throw something, to throw cat, pigeons, I mean, cat among whatever it is. Why would a sexual act between male and female be deduced to be male raping female when it could jolly well have been the other way
around? The other way around.
So we need to be open-minded. It turns out that maybe this girl was even 10 times more experienced than the guy she was hanging around with. Anyway, let's leave that. I just want us to be open-minded. Let's draw conclusions immediately. When things like this happen, sit back and watch it unfold before you make a public statement. Those who made statements in the past, now, the statements that are out there is going to haunt them for life. But I hope it has been settled somewhat. because it's really, really, in a sense, it could be centered, it could be handled administratively. Take right. them for counseling. These are minors. Mm. Take them for counseling. It is said that the lady has apologized. He said that she said, and she this is what she wrote there. Mm. She said, "I made a mistake. Now I'm living with the consequences. I regret it. I really do, and I'm sorry." Also, she said to have said that, "Don't let your past dictate who you are, but let it be a lesson that strengthens the person you'll become." I'm not too sure it was this 10-year-old.
I was going to say, she said all this.
No, I don't think, I think somebody must have put it there for her. In any case,
yeah.
I hope she's been manned. And I'm also happy that the school has been opened. Mm. This is a lesson for the government. Don't rush, you know. Don't rush. Don't jump at every opportunity. Closing down the school was completely unnecessary. We hope it won't happen again.
Mm, indeed. That's where we leave it. We have other stories, but we have to leave it today. I think that we have to spend quite a number of time on the traditional stuff because it was deserving, really.
It's, oh, yes.
Some
oh,
of
yes.
those conversations
it's,
that...
Whether we like it or not, that's it's is the foundation of
our existence. It's almost like that's what brought us where we are right now, because yes. we have abandoned our own. We have moved on with an imported culture, an imported religion, or in religions, and we abandoned our own. So anytime we get opportunity to, you know, draw on such topics, I think we should. We should do more of it. And I would also implore you to please bring DB back. Let's
I'll probably get him for Saturday. Mm. Yeah.
I think it'll be nice. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
What's happening at 9?
At 9, I want us to, without mentioning names and no propaganda, I just want to have an open mic to ask you, what do you expect of the next president?
Hmm.
Without mentioning names.
Okay.
Without propaganda.
Okay.
Just open mic for you to say, this is what I expect the next president to be in 2023.
All right. Thank you. We have to go now. Jimmy will be back at 9 for Daily Digest. And you here. It's going to be an open mic. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy. This is morning.
Morning.
Shagun, where that MTN SIM card where I sent you go buy?
Boss, I don't drop them since for table with your change.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.